It's a bit of a mixed start to the day. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally lower, soybeans about a penny higher. We'll take a look at those numbers here very shortly. Wheat was the leader yesterday, closing double digits higher, with corn and soybeans finishing stronger as well. Wheat's rally came from technical support as KC wheat futures surged higher after drifting to the $5 level last week. Corn has been supported by demand, with Monday's export inspection showing strong bookings for the young marketing year. For soybeans, bullish traders used yield concerns from a dry August and early positioning ahead of Friday's WASDE report to move the market higher. Traders are witnessing technical factors buying time for bullish fundamentals. The soybean business from China has yet to develop. Frost damage doesn't appear to be widespread, and the U.S. corn harvest has rapidly moved ahead of its five-year average. Yet the 50-day moving average is holding support levels for the corn and soybean markets. Right now, the Dow is down 9 points. European markets are trading lower. Asian markets are lower as well. On the livestock side of things, both live cattle and hogs traded similarly. Cattle futures tried to regain some losses of last week, but the effort failed as futures were unable to make a higher high during the trading day. Hog futures closed at new highs in the February and later contracts. Opening cattle calls are for them to be lower across the board. Hogs look to be higher as well. Let's take a look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
December corn is trading down a quarter cent at 421 and a half. March down a quarter cent at 439 and a quarter. November beans up one and a quarter at 1035 even. January up one and a half at 1054 and a quarter. Soybean meal is trading $2.40 higher at 284.30. Soy oil down a penny at 50.97. Chicago wheat down a quarter cent at 523 and a half. Kansas winter wheat down one and a quarter at 516 even. Kansas spring wheat up 5 3/4 at 526 and 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny at 575 and 3/4. Oats up a quarter cent at 323 and 3/4. Saw double-digit losses in live cattle and lean hogs and triple-digit gains in the feeders. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.